Viter in Shaspir above Mitzidaf Nunvav, picking up on Hema Bez Bada Bam on the page 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. Massive Rav Sheshes. We left off yesterday discussing how Rabbi Meir is of the opinion of Asu Chachamim Chizik LeDevrayim Kishel Torah. They made the Chizik LeDevrayim Shel Torah, and now the Gemara is going to question that if that's really true or not. And says the Gemara, let's take a look. Massive Rav Sheshes. Sheshes comes and said he asked the following kasha. We know we have a Mishnah, which is says, where's this Mishnah located? We got ourselves this Mishnah in Hilchos Meiser Sheni. And that is as follows. Mechalin Oso Kesef al Kesef. You can be Mechalal, deconsecrate silver coins. If you have Meiser Sheni of Demai, we're talking about, that was on it by moving it on to silver coins. So you can go silver to silver. Mechalon, so kesef al kesef. Nechoshes al choshes, copper on copper. Kesef on nechoshes, you can do kesef on nechoshes, nechoshes al peros, and that on to other produce. V'yachs or v'yiftes al peros, and you can be pulled to those using coins. Tiver Meir, second of Gomer. The Chachamim, they say, Yala Perus Vehichol Yerushalayim, bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, and you can go and you can eat it over there. Classic. Bring the stuff up and eat it there. It says Rashi, Vlois Kiku, Lekach Lachso Lechalon. You have to go be Mechalon again. Vimrotza, Myla Perus Atsa, the Kilobo, before you can bring them up themselves. Now, what does that do with anything? Let's see. Omi Mechalin and Kesef Anachoshes. Can silver coins that have Kedusha of Meiser Sheni be deconsecrated onto, can be mechulal onto nechoshes and copper? V'atanabe, we're going to the Mishnah and Meiser Sheni. Sela shel Meiser Sheni v'shel chulin shenes harvu. If you have a silver sela of Meiser Sheni and shel chulin that get mixed up, you're not sure which ends of Kedusha Meiser Sheni. Maybe Besela Mos Volmer, he brings a seller worth of Mos, and we're talking about of Nechoshes, Rashi says, of copper. And Volmer, he says, Komakum Shisha Sela Shal Meiser Sheni, Mechulel Samos Halalu. Anywhere it may be, this seller of Meiser Sheni, which happens to be silver, whichever one is this, it's Mechul on this money. It's consecrated on, deconsecrated onto this. Boris Yafish Bem, and then he goes and picks the better of the two of them. Umechalo Alan, he's Mechalo the copper onto it. Beep, turn the page. Nun Vav. Now, Mipnesha Amru, Mechalo Noso Kasav Nechoshes Midochak. You're allowed to go ahead and you could do from silver that Meister Shane has put onto it, onto copper, in a state of Dochak if it's really needed. Not that it should stay like that. You know, you should go ahead and again be mechal the copper until silver coin. So the silver sela has to first be put onto the copper, and those coins have to be put back onto the silver. Now, katani mias mechal midochak. The Mishnah is saying that the silver coin has this kedusha meiser sheni. You can mechal onto the copper in a state of dochek if you really need midochek in, which means only if it's necessary. Shlo midochek lo, but not if it's something which is not dochek. And the previous Mishnah says that the silver coins that are made into meiser sheni of Dvai can be mechulal onto the choshes, and this is not only if it's a case of dochek. So what does that tell you? That the Chachamim are more makel than those, they're more makel with their own, with their Rabbanans than they are when it comes to Torah law, which goes against what we said before, that they also chizik l'devrayim. What are you going to do with that? Which is the whole kasha, says Gemara. Amar Yosef, afapisha makel Rameir b'pidyono, even though Rameir is makel when it comes to the idea of being poda meiser sheni, machmir hu b'achilasam. He's machmir when it comes to the idea of eating it. Rashi says, Shal Meiser Sheni, Shal Demayim, Masisa B'Achila Kai, and the Mishnah is talking about Achila. Therefore, we said that the Asu, the Chizik L'Devrayim, that's talking about the Achila. The Tanya was in a Baisa, Lo Itir Limkor Demayi Ela L'Siton Mavad. The Chachamim allowed Lo Itir Limkor to sell Demayi to a siton. It's a siton. Rashi says siton is a chaver lo itzrichu laser. It's a wholesaler. Guys, I'm buying and selling constantly. So what are we talking about here? It says Rashi here. Lo itir lumko demai. Lo itir lechaver lokeh demai shim karen lecher matchi aser. You have to take a meiser from it. El siton milvad. We know that chaver is someone, you know, tam b'chacham. So he goes and he takes it. People are going to think that he took off Chumas and Rises over it. So if he's buying it, he has to make sure he takes it off. But el siton milvad, that's talking about you can do it in a way where you can do it without taking off. Without taking off any Chumas and Rises over there. Because no one can assume that he did it because he's buying and selling and buying and selling and selling. About the bias, when it comes to about the bias, a regular dude, Rashi says, alokech mi amaretz, someone who's buying from amaretz, then bein kach ubein kach tzorch laser. I don't care whether this is if he's selling demai, you know, the wholesale, he's doing a retail, he has to take off trumas and maizos. Divir Rabbi Meir, as I can say to Rabbi Meir, v'chom remember they say, echad esitam echad bala bias, he could sell, we're talking about demai here, or send it to his chaver, and give it to his matana, and he doesn't have to be worried that he's going to eat it in that state when it wasn't yet taken off Chumas and Maisos. So this is what he said, that according to Rabbi Meir, the eating of demai is we treat it kishel Torah or machmir over there. Frankly, Gemara Mosav Ravina. Says the Mishnah in Demai, I'm lokeach min hanachdom. Someone who buys, let's say, bread. You buy bread. It's Pesach. But not Pesach, obviously. From a baker. And we're talking about, Rashi points out, Ama Oretz. Maaser min hachama alatzonenes. So he could take off meiser from the hot, delicious bread in order to make it for the cold one also, which is going to be good. This is talking about, Rashi points out, the stuff that was done yesterday, but it's sodana salakam from the cold on for the hot. And even if the different types of defus, they have different types of molds, different types of breads that are made, you can do such a thing. And those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Bishlam, I understand that you can go and you take out from yesterday's one from the cold for today's hot ones, even though yesterday's is less good. How do we know that if someone takes off truma from lesser stuff, for stuff that's better stuff, that actually works? The Pasuk says you shall not bear a sin. You should bear no sin on its account when you set aside the best of its stuff for truma. Now, what does it show? That if you separate from chrefti, for truma, then you're going to be having a sin on you. Im eino kadosh, but if the stuff is not kadosh, the siyas chet lama, then why would you be bearing a sin? In other words, if it doesn't work, then why would you be bearing a sin yourself? As I tell you, kum tchoy said it does work. Mikan the term in a ra liyafa shetrumaso truma. So you can take off from the chreftier, from the better, it's going to work. Ela afilu mitfusim harbe. So why is it even, we said even if it's taking off from many different types of defusim, leichesh dilma asila fushim in a chiyav elapater. Aren't we aware that maybe he's going to be taking off stuff that's doraisa for something that is going to be pater, when a pater alechiyav, and from something that really midoraisa is going to be pater for something that's going to be chayav? Since Rav Meir is not worried about this, it must be that he doesn't treat the demai more chamor. Pretty straight over here, this being mekel, allowing this to actually go through. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Lazar Shaper Kokashi. Rabbi Lazar is asking a good kash about the Mishnah. Shmuel lo Shaper Komishal. Rabbi Shmuel didn't give him a good answer. I need to go back to the original part. Rabbi Lazar says kash. Shmuel gave an answer, but it's clearly not a good answer. The kash of Rabbi Lazar Misa Bidei Shamayim, because Rabbi Lazar's challenge is in something which is Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rashi says, "V'chi asu chizik betrumas meiser shel demai shi kala shafil a truma v'adai senol of misa b'deshamayim." Even if truma v'adai, something with midah shemayim zara ochla, which is a less severe punishment than being killed b'day adam. Mishadali Shmuel means b'day bezin. And Shmuel answers him with something that has to do with Mises bezin. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Rashi sha'as of chizik l'devarim b'eishis ish she'iser Torah sheba misa b'day adam v'hi chamura. With the whole case that we brought up about the question about if it's a good divorce and not a good divorce. And so Dilma Shiny Misa's Bezdin, the Chamira, maybe an Isser by Bezdin is different than that of Bidei Shamayim, because it's more Chamor. Dilma Shiny Misa's Bezdin, the Chamira. Rav Sheshis, Lo Shaper, Kamosiv, Rav Sheshis didn't, Rav Sheshis, his Kasha is not a really good one. The Kami Inu Misa, because Rav Lezer and Shmuel were talking about death, things you can get the death penalty, and mostly Rav Sheshis Lav. And he answers back about Meiser Sheni, which has to do with the Lav. The Siv Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha. So one thing is no Sheikhus with the other. Well, the mind of most of Rav Sheshis, Rav Yosef Shaper Komishanli. But that which Rav Sheshis asked, Rav Yosef answered him good. Meaning that if we... What was the wording he said? That said, Rav Meir was makil when it comes to redeeming it, but he's machmir in terms to eating it. That was a good answer. Ella Ravina, but Ravina's kasha ad the mosif minachtum. What's going on over here? Instead of asking a kasha, he challenged from the din of the nachtum that someone who buys different shaped loaves from a baker can take off one from the other. He should back him up from the Mishnah's din of a palter of the one who's distributing. Rashi says that who leinyan kikaros kisiton, like the wholesaler leinyan tavua lokech kikaros harbe mochel lechenvim lenachtomim. Right, so the Tanan for the Mishnah and the Mishnah and the Mai halokech min a palter, someone who buys bread from the palter and. What does he have to do? Ma'aser min kol tfus tfus is to take off ma'aser from each one, each type of mold. Divrei Rabbi Meir, azai gezakt Rabbi Meir, which this goes and this backs up of Yosef's idea that according to Rabbi Meir, they were treating demai more machmir. And for the Gemara, ela ma'is l'chol me'emar, how do you understand why it was that the din about the wholesaler doesn't support Yosef? Or his problem? Palter mitrei tlosa gavri zavin, nachtom nami mechad gavri who zavin. The palter, who's the guy who's basically wholesale, he's buying bread from two or three different people. So it's not considered a chumra to go and say they have to take out for each thing, because that's what the halacha is. Nachtom nami mechad gavri who zavin. And if so, we can explain that the baker also, that he buys from one individual, one particular person. So therefore, it allows the bakers them to go take off from all one batch onto the other. That's not a kula. That's not a kula. So that kind of knocks off his kasha. Rava Amar Shmuel Shaper Komishali. Shmuel answered him, well, Shem Misa Ba'olam, because the Shem Misa, the idea of death, exists. And that's their tzad shava between the two of them. Okie dokie, Zuck, the next Halig Mishnah. Elu Devarim, says the Mishnah, She'en lehem onah, that there is no onah by them. Ha'avad v'ashtaros v'akarkoros v'agdeishos, these are the things, the slaves. You buy a slave off some person, or shtaros, karka, hekdeishos, all these things. Rashi says that the Gemara is going to explain the reason for it. By shtaros, it's that a mocher shtaros ligbos chov, shabasoch v'itlan l'atzmo, I buy the shtar and I owe you you offer someone else off you. Hekdeishos is gizbar, a mocher hekdeish, or a mocher olaso shenofa b'mum, these things do not have ona. Ein lehem tashlumi kefel, and kefel doesn't apply for someone who goes and steals from one of these things. V'lota shulam bar chamisha doesn't have arba v'chamisha, the din of arba chamisha, im rashism tavach ha-mochar. And shom rechinam einu nishpa, a shom rechinam does not swear. Rashi says, shalo pasha, shalo is kikaso torah lishav aleim. Even though normally he would swear in such a case, if he wasn't pusheya, he doesn't do it in this type of case over here. Venose sachar enu b'shalim, also a paid shomer doesn't pay. Rashi says, imnignu v'venu, gets stolen from him. And b'shimon omer, Shimon says, shimon omer, beep, turn the page. None of them is. kachim shu chay b'achriusan. When it comes to the he disagrees when it comes to the idea of kachim. If he said kachim is over there, oh no, it depends what type of kachim we're talking about. He says kachim, they're going to be chay b'achriusan. Yesh lo no. In other words, the person says yehare a lie. Then the chay b'achriusan there is or not. V'shenu because has a din of a kesef of money. V'shenu chay b'achriusan v'na chay b'arizu and the manos is or not. Yehuda Omer af hamocher sefer Torah behemo margolis. And no, it's not all those cases. We brought up these other cases as well. They added to this, someone who sells a Sefer Torah, an animal or jewel. So Margolius is a precious gem. There was no Ona. Amrilo, they said to him, the Chum and the Tanakam said, Lo, Amr, Ella, Elu. Nope, it's only these that we said before that don't, but those cases do. Now, Fakli Gemara. Why would it be that these things are not? How do you know that they're not going to be involved with Ona? Minan immediately Tanur Abadam Rilu Tanur Brisa Vechichimskru Simkru Mimkar Lamisecha Okanu Miyad Amisecha. If you sell something to your fellow or buy it from the hand of your fellow, Davar Nikna Miyad Liyad, which is something that's given from hand to hand. Rashi says, Hizir love, the Baal Sodu, the Isser of don't have Ona is only in those things. Yatsu Karkos, Shein Mitatlan. Karko is not called Mitatlan. Yatsu Avadam Shukshila Karkos, and Avadam are Maka Mukash to Karko, Rashi is the Chsiv. It's mukash to the idea of stay achuza. Yatsu shtars and excluding shtars. So v'chisimkru mimkar shegufa machu v'gufa kanoi. The thing is sold and it is something which is acquired, something which is bought. Yatsu shtars in gufan machu v'in gufa kanoi. It's something which itself is bought. It's just used in order to be able to get something. V'ino umdem. Elo the raya shabem for the raya that's in it, for the, you know, of what you're going to get for it. Mikan amru from here, the Chum said, a mocher shtaros of labasam, someone who sells shtaros to a spice dealer, and the reason he's using it is to wrap up his spices, says Rashi, lotzer behem afka samamanim, nimsa mimachrin shel elu letzaruch tashmish gufanu, it's for the thing itself. Yeshamana, therefore, should be in the din of Ona. It's more pshita, obviously. Why would you think that? That's what it's being sold for. No, la fukim drav kahana damrav ein ona leprutos. We back to a few daf. Yesterday's daf that he says ein ona leprutos kamash malan yesh ona leprutos that there is ona when it comes to prutos, even for prutos. Hekdeshos. So now we say, what about hekdeshos? That there's no ona amar kra achiv because the pasuk says achiv. Ona has that word achiv v'lo hekdesh. It means from your brother. And not from Hektish. Mask of Rabbi Bar Mamel, Kol Hechad Chsiv Yado, hold on one second. Anytime it says Yado, Yado Mamashu, does it mean literally hand? It's saying hand to hand. And therefore, something that's not hand to hand is not going to be Chayav Nona. Does it really mean that? Elameata, the Chsiv Yikach is Kol Artsim Yado. When it's talking about Sichon, goes ahead. This is, he conquered the land by the Melech Moav. And the Pasuk says that he took it from his hand. What does that mean? Hachinami, the Kol Arab Bidei, Havanaketla, he had all of the land in his hand. Elam Rishuso must mean not from his hand, but it means from his Rishus. So Hachinami Rishuso. Therefore, even land should be involved in all these other things. Says Gmar, B'chol Hechid Chsev Yado, Live of the Mamashu. No, flip it the other way. Whenever it says Yad, it doesn't literally mean Yad. Of course it does. But Tanya Rosh Hanabai say, he must say Tematsab Yado. So as if the article is found in his hand over the Ganav, that then he has to go, you know, and pay. Eli Eliyado. I don't know if it's in his hand that you have to be kefil. Gagu chetzer for kefil, but I don't know it's included also if it's in those places as well. Tamalomi imatzi timatzi mikol makom. Imatzi timatzi means it's including this as well, which means to say that hand dafka means hand unless it says otherwise. Time but the kasev choni imatzi timatzi. Halavach if not, then havamina kol hechet the kasev yado yado mamishu. Then it would mean literally yad, which means to say that yad does literally mean hand. Vesu tanya. So we have a price that says v'nas. And biyada, and he placed it in her hand. This is talking about by getten, he placed it in her hand. Ainly alay biyada. Kaka chesefer kafir. I don't know if that works. Tanya Talmud Lomar v'nasan mikol makom. We see every case. Time at the kazerchon of v'nasan halava achiv not havamina kol hechad the kasev yada yada mamish. It means literally a hand. So this is a riot to show that when you use the word hand, it literally means hand. So how do we deal with the fact that with the old case of sichon ela kol yada yada mamish? When it says yada, it means literally yad. V'shani hasam dlekel mimrachi. But in that case, this is an exception because it can't mean that ela v'rishuso must mean only in his.
What about renting? Is there ono when it comes to renting? Mimkar Murachmana, it says only by sale of a lobus chiris, or there's no difference. Amalei Abai, Miksev Mimkar Le'olam. Does it say a permanent sale? Mimkar Stomach Sev. Fahai Nami Biyomi Mechir. It's also considered like a sale. When you rent something, it's called like a day sale. So therefore, it does apply. By Rava asks, Chitin Uzran Bekarka Mahu. What would be the din if somebody has wheat, seeds of wheat, and you plant them in the ground? What happens if they sell them before it takes root? What is it then? What is it considered? Is it considered like it's kaka? It's just in machin if you sell them now. Do we say that they look like they're thrown into a container and therefore they're considered like metal, and therefore there's no? It's butthole to the gav, to the eye of the land. It says, Ve'ino no the karkos, the b'shalo hishrishkai. We're talking about it wasn't mashrish yet, because obviously then it would be the land itself. Hechidami. Now, what's the case? Elam adamer iu shadai bashita. If you want to say that we're talking about a case that adamer iu shadai bashita, he says that I threw six saw of seeds into this field, I'm selling it to you. Vasusadi remember the losha the ba'ela chamish only through five. If I'm a rava in such a case, called over should be the mishka of minyan. Anytime something is being sold according to either the measure of it, the weight, or the number, I feel pachos migdei on a choser. Even if it's less than on a, it's choser. I says the mekach tozu da behedya perish v'cheskas kain. Right? You said it straight up like that, and that's not the case over here. So. Rot. So I feel the pachos speak there. No, we're gonna say choser. So I don't care if this is gonna be land or it's considered betatlin mekachtos and mekachtos. So clearly it can't be talking about that. Eladami you shadai ba kidibai la. The guy who's saying says I threw into the field as much as the field needs, you know, in order for it to grow. Rash is a tzarch lekaka demidi de umdena shchich the to have kidin or na viglai. It came out afterwards, it was revealed that he didn't give to the field as much as it needs. Is it considered ona here or not considered ona? Now, what are the stadim? Is it considered a container for it's considered ona? It's considered batel agav, get it? Gav to the ara, and therefore it's there is no ona. There are other concerns that come up also with ideas of these type of siege. They're considered like land or not. For example, the person doesn't make a shvuah of modu b'miktsas or something like that when it's dealing with karka. So what happens if you have this stuff over here? Nishbar maleim o ein nishbar maleim. Does it make a swear about this or not? Meaning to say, right? Kaman deshanyin bekada damin v'ishbar maleim. Are they considered like these seeds are sitting in like a container? And therefore, he takes a shvuah. Oduma batlina agav arav ein nishbar maleim. You don't do a shvuah on it. Next is omer matirin o ein omer matirin. Does the omer allow you to go now eat this stuff, or does it not allow you to go and eat it? Rashi says, "Sakataitach agidulin detu kami boilei lahachi kamahader id ishish called the omer vus mashers before the omer came." Lublin strikes again. We just started, you know, Pesach here, 16th of Nisan. Pretty crazy because now we're talking about the omer. That's exactly when the omer was brought. Now says Gemara, what exactly the case? E the Ashish, if you want to say that already took root when the Omer was brought, then Tanina, we learned to straight up in the Mishnah. E the low Ashish, well, we're going to see what that is. And if it wasn't Mashish yet, Tanina learned this also in the Mishnah. The time when the Mishnah Menachos, Im Hishish, you called the Omer, if it was Mashish for the Omer, Omer Atirin, the Amatis, and Vim Lav, and not as soon as you have Omer Abba, it's going to be also until the next Omer, it's still considered Chadash until the next Omer. Okay, so now we come and bring up another one. Lo tzvicha dechatzdinu v'zarinu kodem l'omer. We're talking about a case where the planter harvested and then planted them before the omer was brought. V'asale omer v'chalafi levayu, and the omer came and passed with them in the ground v'lo ashrush kodem l'omer. But they didn't yet take root before the omer was brought. As Rashi explains, you have two options of what we can do with these kernels of grain. Either it can be used as food, or you could plant it as seeds. So if it's used as food,
So then they, the ones that are set up as food are going to be mutter to eat as soon as the omer is brought. Bring the carbon omer, now it's no longer chadash, it's yashan. But if it was planted as seeds, then the stuff that grows from them is not going to be mutter, permitted by the omer unless it was mashish before it was brought. In this case, the farmer planted the kernels as seeds, but the roots didn't come until after the omer was brought. So the Gemara now, here is the question. Beep, turn the page. What's the din of taking them out of the ground and eating them? Are you allowed to do it after it's brought or not? In other words, can you be using it as, even if you originally did it for seed, but now you're doing it like lamid from them because it should be matered from it. That means you can certainly consider into a container for certain element, therefore the omer is not matering it. Odilma, batlan agav ara, it's batlan agav ara, and therefore the omer is not going to matter it. Says the Gemara, teku, by ona, by shfuas, by the omer, all these are made as teku. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I'd like to wish all y'all a great, great day.